Hi, it's Sam Downing here, and you're listening to Sam Downing's TechCasts in association with DailyTechTalk.com. This is a brand new series of Sam Downing's TechCasts featuring various reports from technology expos in the UK and furthermore reviews of various products. This episode features an interview with Peter Peck, who's the marketing manager for music manufacturers Yamaha, which you can find out further information at yamaha.com. And he's talking about a brand new product or instrument, which is called a Therion. It's a really great performance live instrument. And I took some photos and some movies, which I put on to dailytechtalk.com for you to see what the instrument is all about. But I was at Sounds Expo 2007, which took place at Olympia 2 in London. And I got a really great chance to speak with Peter and see the Therion in action. So here's Peter Peck from Yamaha UK talking about the Therion.
My name is Peter Peck. I'm marketing manager for music production products in the UK at Yamaha.
So Peter, you've got this wonderful device in front of you. What is it?
Okay, this is Therion. It's a new way of creating music and also musical art form as well. So the rear lights really show well on stage, and it's a performance and art instrument. So inside it, we've got a tone generator, so all the sounds are built in. It's got built-in speakers, and it's basically a matrix of 16 by 16 switches, which are lit. We can easily construct a pattern of different instruments and loops based on the sounds that are in it, but also creating a visual impact as well.
So how can users use it? So how do they interact with it as a musical instrument?
Okay, as a musical instrument, it's got 16 different instruments that will play simultaneously, so I can write 16 different phrases into it. So I can program the drums into it just by pressing the buttons in a particular order, and I can, you know, bass drum, snare drum, hi-hat, build up a backing loop, and then I can put other instruments on the top of it, cycling round over 4 bars, 8 bars or so on. Then when it starts getting very creative, is there's modes in it called draw and bounce, where I can start doing visual effects as well as audio effects. So in this example, if I press a button while it's playing, then it drops the balls and that makes a sound. So I can start creating visual pictures of my sound, which is so striking and stunning on stage as an art form. It's unbelievable. It's also extremely addictive. I received this is an early prototype. I received it about 48 hours ago. I'm extremely tired because it just keeps you going, looking for new musical inspiration. And just when your music's sounding good, you then start to think, actually, I'd like it to look good as well. So you start moving the notes to make the lights appeal visually as well.
So you say it's a prototype, so when will the first shipments be arriving in the UK?
At some stage this year. We're using the Sounds Expo show really as a market research tool, as well as demonstrating other products here, but we just wanted to talk to real musicians about this type of interface, because we see this as a viable alternative to using a computer or using a keyboard or using any other MIDI device. This is a whole fresh way of looking at creating music. We've got audio output on a stereo mini jack. We've got MIDI in and out as well, so you can use it as a basic tone module as well, or as a controller. We've also got an SD card slot at the top here where we can load our own sample data into it as well, and then the obvious power supply, but it also runs on 6AA batteries as well, so if you want to freak people out on the bus, you can.
What sort of sounds do you get with it? What sampled on there?
Okay, the sounds are Yamaha quality sounds, so very, very high quality audio in there, based around our synthesizer technologies. So what you've got drum kits in there, you've got bass sounds, strings, pianos, and you've also got some more sort of ethereal sounds like photon and blips and blocks and things like that. So for sort of performance art, that type of thing, there's a good selection of sounds in there. But as I said, even if you didn't like any of the sounds, there's an SD card slot so you can play your own sounds from it. Also with the MIDI output as well, you can hook it up to any other MIDI device, play the sounds from that, and use this as the interface for playing your other instruments from. Okay? So sonically, it's very high spec, though.
What's the controllers on it? What are they? What's the functions of those?
Okay, basically, you hold it left and right, like this. If I press the top right button, then that accesses the different layers. So it's a 16-layered system. So layer 1 could be my drums, layer 2, my blip blocks, layer 3, my bass, and so on. So it's very instantaneous to switch between layers. It's ever so simple, or I can just jump around different layers. So flicking between drums and bass is very, very instantaneous while you're on stage. On the left-hand side, I can change the sounds that I'm accessing. So if I didn't like that drum kit, or if I wanted to switch drum kits, I could. I can also change the volumes and the timbres of the different sounds, the number of times it's triggering within the four-bar loop, the pitch, the tempo, and so on. So it's all very top-panel driven, because it is a performance tool.
Is there any videos of it on YouTube or online about it, so listeners can find out, can actually see it in person?
Absolutely. There's some really good video footage. Anyone doing a search for the product Tenori On, then you'll find it.
Spell it for us.
TENORION. Tenori On by Yamaha.
I've been speaking with Peter from Yamaha UK. Tell us, our listeners, where can they find out further information about Yamaha? Do you have a website?
We've got lots of websites. Pretty much a website for every category of product that Yamaha manufactures. Probably the best sort of port of call for a global person is Yamaha.com. From there, you'll find all the other localised subsidiary websites.
Okay, Peter, thank you for talking to us on DailyTechTalk.com.
No problem, thank you.
You have been listening to Sam Downey's Techcasts in association with DailyTechTalk.com, reporting from the Sounds Expo 2007, which took place at Olympia 2 in London. Further information on Sounds Expo, go online at www.sounds-expo.co.uk. And to get all the latest technology news and reviews, go online at www.dailytechtalk.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.